Hey everybody, it's K.O. Myers. On the next episode of OMG DSM, we're planning to explore the development happening in downtown Des Moines and how it's affecting the experience of living and working in the core of the city. But before we dig into that, we wanted to take a detour to talk about another interesting project taking shape just outside downtown. I recently sat down with Chadden Halfhill and Cosette Boone. Cosette is a staff-certified nurse midwife and the owner and founder of Willowsong Midwifery Care. Chadden is the founder of Silent Rivers Design and Build and Indigo Dawn, a green urban development company. Indigo Dawn is working on a project called Green and Main, rehabilitating a former corner grocery store in the Sherman Hill neighborhood and developing a model for environmentally sensitive reuse of existing buildings. Once the building is complete, it will house Healing Passages, a midwife-owned and operated birth and wellness center. As you'll hear, there are a lot of interesting ways in which the two ideas complement each other. I started by asking what drew them to that particular building.
I chose that space because I've always been infatuated with little corner stores, little unique little buildings that are historical and part of the original development fabric of the community, but really no clear reason other than the fact that it had been sitting empty and it was an opportunity to do something that was similar to scale as residential construction, but was unique enough and different enough that I could use it as a demonstration building, that I could create a sustainable solution that I could then talk about. I believe people have a hard time understanding how to design and build sustainably, especially on existing buildings. You know, when you go in and retrofit a building or alter a building or change a building, how do you make decisions that impact the future of that building, impact its relationship to other buildings nearby, other houses nearby, and frankly, in a larger sense, how do those buildings impact the ecology around it? You know, you do a building like that, it helps people see what's possible. And I think that's always a challenge, is that, you know, you can see the granite countertop, you can see the cabinets and the flooring, but what happens behind the walls, what happens to ensure the quality of space is there as well as the safety of the space is there, is not as evident. And so I was looking for ways to a building that I could do that in and help people see the possibility.
Was there always the intent to merge these two parts of your lives by including the birthing center and the rehabbed building?
No, not at all. That evolved. As my business grew, as
the development needs became
evident, all of a sudden it just became apparent that that's what it was going to be. It was a birth center, the facility.
It sounds kind of like, yeah, we just stumbled into that, but it was a bit of a journey.
Always going to be a women's health component,
yes,
I think.
We talked about, we originally started the project with Cosette's clinic, a nurse practitioner,
as
well as
an idea of a community wellness.
Yeah.
And then it evolved into just eventually my business grew enough that the birth center became an idea and a concept. So growing from a home birth practice into a birth center, and Chadden was like, and I looked at him and I said, it would work, wouldn't it, in this building? And he said, yes, it would. So Healing Passages is helping women. It's about helping women through all the passages of life. We have a village which does groups and classes, and we have a breastfeeding division where we help with assisting women with breastfeeding and providing space for them to collaborate and share and learn from each other. And then we have our Well Woman division where we take care of women through life, starting in their, you know, pre-puberty years on the way into puberty and beyond, and then into menopause, and then of course we take care of pregnant women. So freestanding birth centers in this country are regulated under the American Association of Birth Centers, and in order to be under that category you have to be completely freestanding from a hospital. I can't speak to all birth centers throughout the country, but what I can say about Willowsong is we are very, very much respected in the field of physiological birth. So what that means is, and what we specialize in, is holding space for women to allow them the ability to birth the way their body was designed to do it without adding intervention. We don't push it. We just let it happen. And if it's not happening, we have great relationships with the system. We have admitting privileges at Broadlands Medical Center. So if we need to, we can take somebody in and use Pitocin, or if necessary, consult with an OB for a more assisted birth. In Iowa, our birth center is unique in that it is not owned or operated or controlled by OB-GYNs. It is purely woman-owned, midwifery-owned, and that provides a really unique opportunity for us to be able to practice midwifery in its purest form. The synergy between the building and what we do with women is unbelievable. Technology is beautiful, and technology is never going to stop rolling forward. It's amazing, even in the practice I have, in 16 years of practice, how much it has changed. But one thing that we can't deny is when we have a respect for the human body and we have a respect for the earth, we begin to see a lot of connections to us with our own planet. And when we work with women through life, we help them realize these connections are really powerful. There's a respect for that design. When you go back to just letting Mother Nature unroll in birth, for example, you spend a lot less money in that model of care than you do, and a lot less waste in that model of care than you do in the current medical paradigm throughout the United States. And so when Silent River sat down and designed the space for us, all of that was kept in mind. And we're excited to grow a hub there. Like, I just know it's going to be a very vibrant part of the community in Des Moines.
I mean, the reason I called it Green in Maine is it's a metaphor. I mean, it's the intersection of sustainability and Main Street. Like Cosette said, technology is a beautiful thing. It will always be, technology is always reinvented and brought into the built space. But sometimes it can become a crutch. It's understanding when to use technology, when not to, especially working on historic buildings.
Sure.
You know, because you can jeopardize the original fabric if you're not sensitive to how you apply new technologies.
And that's the same thing in my world.
It's the common. There's a lot of common threads about the application of new ideas within both industries. In green building, there's a lot of bling. There's a lot of things that are associated with, you know, green or energy efficient. But sometimes the passive integrated systems are often the more interesting. So you have a historic building, and historic buildings are often designed before electricity was prevalent. Many of the solutions that were old or historical are serving many of the goals that we have in our buildings now. So you have high windows, you have high ceilings that allow light to come in through transoms or side lights that allow light to get to the middle of the building. But they got boarded up in the 60s and the 70s when we changed the mechanical systems. So uncovering them and now we made some changes. I put a skylight in the center. It calms the space. Not only calms it and gets light in the center of it, but serves as a chimney. And helps draw natural ventilation in from the doors and lower windows. And it's understanding how buildings work and how thermal dynamics work within a building in order to ensure that it's protected as much as possible. One of the things that I enjoy about what we did in the building on the inside is that we insulated the building in such a way that maximized the protection of the historic fabric, which is the cinder block and the brick, allowing us to have the capacity to dry if water gets in the brick, which water gets into everything. Water is a very important part of the site and managing stormwater, which is why I get excited about the green roof. So everything ultimately ends up in the western half of the property, which is an urban prairie. And it's a big bioswale with native plants. And it helps to maintain the water on the property, in the soil, replenishing the aquifers, and keeping it from overheating. It's changing the aesthetic of what one might expect in a neighborhood. I mean, I could go on and on. Every detail in this building has been considered in some fashion or another of how it reinforces the longevity of the building, the durability of the building, the potential health impacts of the building. For it to be a teaching building, for it to be a building that speaks to the layered and holistic approach to construction and renovation and how it impacts health and how it impacts the client, which is, of course, Healing Passages. You're going to have many women that come through, their families that come through. You want a building that performs and supports their care.
Now, Willow Song has a huge community behind it. And over the years, we've built that just because we've connected. We figured out how to connect our clients together. Mm-hmm. And this is really fun because it doesn't happen in a typical doctor's office, right? So we have this beautiful practice, and we start serving all these women, and we realize they're incredibly intelligent, smart, driven women to have more control and more autonomy over the decisions that they make for their body. And yet they come from all walks of life, all economic brackets, all religious brackets. And all of a sudden we were just like, why are we not connecting these beautiful souls together, right? So we started doing group care. We started connecting them on Facebook. We started, having more celebrations annually. And before we knew it, this amazing community just started to grow. And it's huge. It's women helping women. So we can put the call out. If I have a mama in need, we can put the call out. And there's 20 women that are there to help her. A good example is the community decided that they wanted to gift every new mother 2 weeks of food left at her doorstep. It's called the Meal Train, and that happens with all of our clients, and that's something that came from the community. So when Chadden speaks to community and transforming a corner, a hub of Des Moines, which is at the top of Sherman Hill, it's a building that, it's in a neighborhood that everyone loves, and here we are with a practice and a thriving community of women healing each other, healing themselves, working with each other to help each other go on that journey. And here we are becoming a part of that building.
And now you're reaching out to that community and even beyond it, hoping to crowdfund completion of the space. Why did you decide to take that approach?
It's simply what we needed to grow this project. It's what we needed to get this done. Chadden and I have carried it for a long time. And we wanted the community to be a part of this, because when you're a part of something, it matters to you even more. The only reason that we are doing this, and I know that Chadden believes this in his heart deeply, we wouldn't be doing things at this level if it wasn't for the desire to change it for future generations.
People always ask, so why are you putting so much into a building? Why are you investing so much energy, so much heart, so much passion? Really what they say is, why are you putting so much money in a building like this? Well, I think if we don't come up with solutions, if we can't explore how to make stronger and better and more functional buildings going forward, we'll never get there. We'll never find it. When I started this building, I couldn't find examples of this size and this scale and this solution. There's more now, but when I started this 10 years ago, there was hardly anything. So I want to be part of the solution. I want to bring ideas to make a better built space for my kids' kids.
It all starts at the top of the hill in a Midwestern neighborhood. At the old abandoned corner store, our story comes to light. A husband and wife envision the possibilities. Tied together by marriage of purpose, they seeded an idea and combined their passions. He to restore our relationship with our dwellings and the ecology in which they exist. She to empower women through a paradigm of care that heals through a safer, more sustainable birth practice. The heart of the seed is germinated.
great minds come together. The power of intention spreads, giving new life and purpose to a historic building that was falling into decay.
That's it for this bonus OMG DSM. Visit suburbanpanic.com/OMGDSM for links to Healing Passages and Green and Main. Please check out The Heart of the Seed, their Kickstarter campaign that ends on July 9th. There's a fantastic video that features a ceremony held in the space. I think you'll find it really compelling. And please consider joining the community supporting this project. For OMG DSM, I'm K.O. Myers. Thanks for listening.